Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're gonna go to Cane's and you're gonna order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friend at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And Shin Daddy is back to work today.
He's back.
In
he went in for a little bit yesterday. Just kind of get things started back up and get things kind of going. But today it's kind of fun like that. Enjoy the twist of today's hypnotist.
Oh,
Shin Daddy has hired a hypnotist. So when you come in, you'll come in, you'll do your banking, then you get sent to a holding pen.
Oh,
and
no.
Then they'll do 10 at a time.
It's required.
Required. They'll do 10 at a time, and you get hypnotized. And they make you do
I'm
things.
I'm feeling stressed.
They make you do things, like walk like a duck.
Nah.
Act like a chimpanzee.
Isn't it optional?
No, it's not optional.
Okay,
you have to get hypnotized. And so and then people sit and watch. So the previous groups, there's stands set up in there. They got to watch the hypnotist that comes in. Like
it's
that.
Fine.
Yeah, it's just, God.
Shindy.
How much fun is it going to be? You come in, trying to get a cashier's check, and there's people up there hypnotized, doing strange things up on the...
That's a major business to do right now, Shindy.
Hey, listen, we're going to roll that over, and I'd also want to get the... And then, oh, by the way, you want to see the hypnotist?
No.
This is after you bank, though, or before...
After you bank.
Okay.
After you bank. You come in, you bank, you go to a holding pen, they do 10 at a time. Yes.
Now, I think it's
fun. I gotta get back to work. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
You're on my time
You're
now.
You're on my time now.
I think it's fun, but I would just tell him, I'll come back tomorrow.
No.
It's fun. No.
You walk in that bank,
you
get hypnotized.
Bank, you're in. They have security. No one leaves. No one leaves.
What's the headline again?
Enjoy the twist of today's hypnotist.
I love the headline. What a twist that is.
That's a twist like that. Who wouldn't want to do that?
Somebody in a hurry.
Somebody
has a life.
Imagine all of a sudden, your wife's outside in the car.
What the hell's going
what
on?
What happened? You've been gone for
40 minutes.
What happened?
I got
hypnotized. No way.
It was required. Look at the door.
It was required.
Shit was crazy.
He's back from vacation. He's crazier than ever.
He's like
refreshed
weird,
and
like
scared.
Weird Wally selling cars. Yeah.
That's what he's like. He's like a
come
serious
on, get hypnotized.
Wall.
Yeah.
Schindler.
Oh, the hypnotist.
With a twist.
Shin Dad Eden.
That would be crazy.
Why the twist?
Also, the wife's like, what is going on in there? Where were you? Well, I got hypnotized. What? Yeah. I got the loan. We did that. Signed the papers. And now I've been, and me and nine other people got hypnotized.
We were sitting in a holding pen. God.
A holding pen.
It would be annoying. That's in Creighton.
This should be a fun day.
Fun day.
Shinny's back. He's refreshed. He's refreshed. Got his ideas. He's
came just, in hot.
So he's rolling.
Today's Thursday, so he's got tomorrow, too. Yeah,
yeah. But he's not the one hypnotizing, is he?
No. Okay. No, he's hired.
What does he do?
What's that? He just helps in the holding
just,
pen.
Just oversees.
Oversees everything. Yes.
Wow.
It'd be funny if he was the hypnotist. I could see Shindy being a very successful hypnotist if it was him. But
why do you say that about Shindy?
He does everything.
I'm going to give a random... this is like a bonus cool parenting tip.
Okay.
Teach your kids now when the option comes up to maybe sometimes you're at something you can get hypnotized. I'm kind of pushing back on them because we go to one time I remember it's called Saga. It was like a high school lunchroom. It was packed. Everyone ate lunch at the same place, same time. They had a hypnotist there.
Where was it?
Okay. It's at Wesleyan. Lunch? At lunch.
Oh, at Wesleyan.
They,
okay.
They had a hypnotist. It was awesome. So they had a bunch of football players were up there, other athletes, whatever, and they hypnotized like 20 people, and it was really funny. Well, now the difference is, so it was really funny. Things happened. Probably three or four didn't get hypnotized. The other ones did. It was incredible, and then you just kind of remember it, and then you go on your day. Now it's all videotaped.
Oh.
So if you get hypnotized and you're doing something like that, it's all being videotaped.
So you're
forever.
Pushing back a little bit.
It's like you. I'm not throwing the pass.
Right,
I'm not throwing the pass in Hawaii.
No, I'm not doing it.
Not doing it. It's going to be on film.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just
gonna
not
going to go viral.
Ask Sean Callahan, I'll catch the first punt win.
Right. It's just fodder.
Yeah. Nope. I caught the next one. No one cares.
Nope.
No one cares. They just care about the first punt.
Right.
So if your kid's like that,
I don't fall for that crap.
I'd be just kind of pushed back a little bit on that one because now there's cameras.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah, the world's changed.
Good tip.
Also, that will help. The reason I brought that up was there are no phones allowed. In the bank.
I was going to ask you about that.
No phones allowed.
See, I don't think Shindy would put someone in that position.
No, he wouldn't. That's why it's very crystal clear. No phones allowed. Everything and Wi-Fi has been cut. Wi-Fi's out of the bank.
that
makes the banking slower. Slows things down. Everything's done manually now.
And better times.
And better times.
The better times.
Get Creighton there. By the way, if you were expecting Mike Schaefer today, he informed us this morning that he is under the weather, as is his son, so he will not be in with us today.
Okay.
We'll see him next week here on
next
the show.
Week.
Give us some recruiting update. There's a camp today, though. You're going to be at a camp today?
Oh, whoa. That's why you have the shirt on.
The Applied Connective shirt.
Yeah, he's protecting people. Thank you.
No, no one's
How about
getting,
that, Will?
No one's getting hacked at camp today.
No hack at camp.
I thought
Applied
the
Connect.
Shirt was not, like, it's a nice shirt. I don't know.
It is nice.
It is.
You're supposed to Adidas. Wear Adidas. Other people's, like, logos. But
we do
was,
all the time
I went
on this
deep
show.
Into the closet, and I don't think I've ever worn a shirt. It's Adidas. And it's
really nice.
I
looks really
it.
Good.
It's Applied Connect.
It's really good. Don't patronize me.
No, it didn't. But Will sent the gear to us.
Yeah, he gave it to
it's
us.
It's good. Yeah. There's camps today. There's the what they call the postgraduate camp, which, you know, James Williams came out of. And Jalen Gramstead came out of. I believe that's 1 to 3. Yeah, it's kind of a long camp day for me, guys.
2 hours?
No, and then there's another one tonight.
Okay, that's long. Now just got
long,
real.
Yeah.
Just got real.
So yeah, whip up a story, then go back there. I don't know what time the night one is. I think it's maybe 4 to 8, 5 to 9.
You'll be
like
at both, though.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I might have to go put some short pants on. Although today's not the bad day,
it's
right?
It's going to be 91 still.
That's
still
not too hot. Bad,
it's not
cool.
Solid.
It's solid.
It's hot. It was 75 yesterday, 91 today.
Yesterday was beautiful.
91 is not searing heat, though, right?
It's bordering on it.
It's just, yeah. Bordering.
So, yeah, I don't know who's exactly in it. You don't know. Nobody knew that Jalen Gramstead was there last year. He showed up that day. Jeff Jamrog will probably be there. I'll catch up with him. But yeah, that's today.
That's the camp today.
The camp season ends today.
Are you happy about that?
I mean
I saw that smile.
Does it go quiet? Sean said that was, is it tomorrow or is it Saturday or when people can be on campus?
I want to say the 23rd.
So the reason
the 23rd, whatever day that is,
the reason I bring this up with now the dead period, which was maybe one of the only things that the coaches got pushed through. And maybe the NCAA actually listened. So I remember the stories. This is a true story. This is in July, middle of July. It's my parents' 50th wedding anniversary. We have a big to-do plan. We have, how about this one? At their 50th wedding anniversary, the same band that played at their wedding played at their 50th wedding anniversary.
How long ago was this?
This would have been, about 2006 or 2007, somewhere in that.
Okay.
Because, whatever it is. Oh,
yep.
04. You know why? Because this year is their 70th anniversary.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Anniversary. Okay, so this is 04.
Yeah, so I'm beside myself because Conrad Ruland, who and it was a Notre Dame Stanford player, one of the best tight ends in the country from Mission Viejo, who I was recruiting, I got him to be able to, he was coming back from Notre Dame, they were taking their trips, and he's going to come to Lincoln. So he's coming to Lincoln the day of my parents' 50th wedding anniversary.
Wonderful.
So I had to miss a good chunk of that. I got lucky that I had a friend that helped me. True story. I got flown to Creighton and landed on a grass runway because it's the only way I could get to the event because it's a 3-hour drive and I had to be here for that recruit. And it was in the middle of July. So you were never, my point is, you're never off.
Right.
So when what they used to do, they would be those players who knew they were scholarship players. Now some of these people, their parents had money saved up for some college. You know what they did? They went and traveled, and they went and saw schools, and that was the thing that they did because it was available to them to go see different schools. And there was no, oh yeah, make sure we'll have someone there. I'm not going to be there, and he's a 5-star whatever tight end. You know, out of
okay. Now here's the question: is this what you're getting at? Like in that dead period from June 23rd into September, can kids pay for trips to campus?
Here's the deal: technically, by rule, you can always come on campus because who's going to stop a guy from just walking on campus?
Right.
You can't meet with them.
Right.
Okay. So that's the whole point. You can't have any part of them.
Yeah.
So if someone and in general, it's off. But it's like, was there any contact?
Gotcha.
But you can't stop if somebody shows up July 9th. And they somehow find their way into the complex, which can happen. Then it's easy to say, "Excuse me, can I help you with that?" Well, yeah, I'm a prospective student. Understand the rules; they are now dead, and this is handled. I mean, and then also though, but here's the thing: coaches now can do what? They can actually leave. Before, you couldn't go on vacation. Mm-hmm. People were coming through the building all the time, and in July, we'd have 5-6 a day. So it was every day was
not
a full recruiting day.
Not now.
And so that is one plus of what's going on right now. There's a lot of things
for coaches. Yeah.
They get what, 3 weeks?
God dang, off, you had Bill? To go. You had to leave the 50th anniversary.
I didn't leave. I just showed up late. I just stayed here.
Yeah, he got flown into Creighton.
Yeah,
missed a chunk of it. I guess. Missed
a it's kind of cool flying up there. Little prop plane landed on a little grass thing. Shin Daddy picked me up.
Well, of course you do. Why? Yeah. Who else did you expect to pick you up?
The best part, I can see when we go to land, there's a little there's a hangar with like 4 airplanes in it, and there's a bench outside, and there's Shin Daddy sitting on it, waiting for me to pick me up and drive me over to the event center. Had a band.
Better times.
So I was reading Sean Callahan's article this morning for Husker Online on 3.
I need
Hut! And He posed a question. He says, what makes the most sense with signing day in the future? He points out that over 90% of official visits happen in June. Rev share will reset every year on July 1st. He points out, moving forward, it would make sense to have a summer signing day that aligns more closely with the current calendar. Early August seems like the most logical date. The only question I still have is whether you need a later option for schools that have coaching changes.
There's coaching changes, and there's also, I think Bill would agree with this. So if you have a signing day in the first week of August, those are all juniors. Just wipes out senior recruiting. I mean, your senior year. What if a kid has a knee injury as a junior and is kind of wiped out? Well, I could still have a big senior year and get a scholarship. No, not really now, right?
It's harder. It is harder. And that's why you see great players that kind of fell through the cracks a little bit. There was a player named Jabril Cox, and he's out of Kansas City, and Bo and everybody's recruiting him, and he gets hurt, ends up at North Dakota State, unbelievable player. Then I get him to come to LSU. Then he went, and I know he was at least active with the Cowboys, still might be in the league.
I've heard the name,
but the situation was due to injury. That's why you see these players like, how did this happen? A lot of times it's injury or at that. The other thing that always needs to be out there too is that it doesn't bother me. The number of times I've been told by players that were committed, hey, change of heart. And after you've been like, hey, now you just changed our entire life, our entire board, everything changed. It's what it is. But if a school pulls one, then you're the villain. Mm-hmm. It's like that. Well, guess what? You got to play really well your senior year to keep your scholarship. Don't you? Yeah, that's on you. Mm. And so sometimes people, if they don't play well, it's like they're not. You don't have to give them a scholarship,
right?
But that's what happens sometimes. That's been said forever. That was one of Mac Brown's demise at Texas, at the University of Texas.
Early scholarship offers.
They were committed up a year, 2 years ahead of time, and all of a sudden it's like
it gets a little soft.
And all of a sudden that's been the discussion that was a part of the problem, mm-hmm. and they weren't taking the guys. Absolutely. Didn't have any numbers late. When all of a sudden this guy from West Texas is playing better than anybody we have committed, we don't have any numbers for him.
Right. So anyway, so what? Okay, now here was my question to Sean yesterday. Okay, Bill, think about it, Jake. I like the idea of an early August signing day. It's right during camp. There's drawbacks. You can poke holes in everything. But could you also come back and have another signing day in February? Just it would be a light one. It'd be
well, we have that now anyway.
Yeah, but what they're talking about is just one signing day, though. That's what Dellinger's writing about. Yeah. It'd just be an early August signing that'll day. Always, that's it.
Well, the other thing, too, is that...
It'd be a summer signing day sometime. I don't know if it'd be August.
I don't know. I don't get too... The only people that have any sort of feel for the schedule is the NFL. Well, NFL does. Did you hear the other day what went on? It was going on like 2 days ago. It was the MLB Combine. The MLB Combine,
MLB, Major League Baseball,
was going on during the College World Series. So just imagine the playoffs, and all of a sudden it's the second round of the playoffs. At the same time, the Combine is going on. Mm. Just think about that. Mm. So the schedules right now, everything is so jacked whacked up, you know, with everything that's going on, that I don't know what the great answer. I don't mind having, you know, two or where someone can sign again. They can always sign. But the rule used to be your letter of intent was dead. Like if you didn't get a letter of intent in within 2 weeks of signing date. So if someone you can still sign somebody 2 months later, but it's non-binding, unless they change the binding rule. It just says, hey, after this date, you can sign anyone, which is an interesting way to put it. Also,
speaking of interesting ways to put things, Joe Moglia told Tom Chattel, he had a good quote about college athletics. College football. He said college football is a pro sport run by amateurs. That's what it is.
Pretty accurate.
It is.
It's pretty accurate.
I don't mind him saying it. I hope Sankey hears it. It's too bad. But I don't know what you do with signing date. That's more Bill's purview than mine, Sean's purview. I don't have the answers. There's no easy answers. And then the complicating factor is the money now. Because there's fiscal years to think about.
Resets July 1st.
Right.
Ref share.
Yeah. So that's the thing that throws a wrench into a lot of discussion is how players are getting paid.
You know, and
in the context of signing. You
know, I know I brought up on the show about how there needs to be some sort of a word pass or a way to get off the semester system of that just, hey, because the big thing is always like, I got to get going. I got like the quarterback left Penn State because I have to get to my next school by the time school starts and to be enrolled in classes when technically he still could have went after the playoffs were over and just said, yeah, you get a waiver for this semester.
Oh, yeah.
Because the semester system doesn't match up. The games go into late January now, but nothing matches up with it. So I heard Dan Lanning say, which is also genius, says, you have to get off of it. So the only way to do it is, his proposal was start earlier. Games start in August earlier. So that way the season was over right after like January 3rd or something, the season was over. So then you didn't have that conflict. Mm. You start earlier.
I wonder how early you start.
May just be a couple weeks. I don't love it, but what he's saying makes sense to try to get a calendar.
Start August 15th.
Try to get a calendar. The only people that are loving life is the NFL. Their calendar is beautiful. Just think about how when seasons are over, when the combines are, when the draft
is,
OTAs.
It's run by professionals.
It's insane. But here's the thing. You can't run it professionally if you're going to work off the semester system of college. That's impossible. You know, that both basketball is in two different deals.
What happened?
So if you don't have that, it's impossible to run it that way. to have that. That's not going to happen.
We weren't talking about any of this in 1985.
Because NFL doesn't have school they have to go to.
Right.
And so once the school element is in it, you're always going to have that. And
what
then,
happened?
And then he's right. He's got everybody pulling the wrong direction because every commissioner's pulling for just themselves.
What happened?
Not better times.
Well, I miss Bo Jackson at Auburn. The boss. We weren't having any of these conversations.
Threw a snap.
Threw a flag.
He did.
I would need to be hypnotized.
go to Creighton today. When we come back, Bill's Thrill's cool parenting tips next, an early break on the ticket.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.